Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Rudeness.
Good morning.
We were just talking about this off air, right? That you just said those of us that have been called hysterical since, and you were saying since Clarence Thomas, you've been warning this was going to happen.
Yeah. I do have to mea culpa a little bit here. I really thought there was a chance that Kavanaugh was not going to vote for completely overturning Roe. So
yeah, when would Judge Drinky McPerjury lie? So yeah, I can see where.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I do need to say, I don't think they lied under oath in their hearings. If you look at the language they used, it was all very squishy, legalistic, weaselly kinds of
ways. I disagree. I think Handmaiden was squishy, but to me, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch flat out lied. They absolutely said it's precedent.
Go after Clarence Thomas. I mean, yeah. Clarence Thomas should have been impeached, several years ago,
right.
For lots of reasons.
Right. Well, you did a really interesting thread, Rude. You said, let me get this right. Because the Supreme Court decided to send abortion rights to the voters, whatever party is in charge in a state gets to make the laws. That's completely dumb. And you went through a whole example of Wisconsin, but you just made a good point. That's why Roe was necessary. That's why it was a good decision, no matter how much conservatives shout that it wasn't, because rights shouldn't be up to the whims of the electorate. And so you were talking about how just chaos this is going to be.
Oh, yeah, because whichever party is in power with the governor can change the abortion laws in every state. So it could be one term abortions banned, next term, Democrats take over a state and they reverse that. Yeah. Republicans take over back and forth. And, the same could go even for a federal law.
Well, you said the 7-2 Roe majority, including Republican-appointed justices, knew that. They also knew it was absurd that only some Americans should have a right. I mean, so women in half the states have rights that women in the other states don't. And, now they're coming for a nationwide ban. And they're going to come for, trying to cross state lines or get medication abortion, right? I mean, go ahead.
And the enforcement system of this is frightening. I mean, how they're going to end up enforcing this. Are they going to stop women in cars to ask them, where are you going? What's your purpose in going?
Right. You said you can't rightly logically say it should be up to voters unless you want chaos. I mean, and that's what we're going to get. And what you really think you're going to stop abortion? You haven't stopped abortion. You've just created more chaos.
Yeah. And there's an amazing podcast that's going on right now. The Slow Burn podcast from Slate is dealing with the time just before Roe and other cases leading up to Roe. And it's pretty startling. I mean, some of this I knew, but hearing it again, the things that women had to go through to get abortions, it's more frightening now because people can so easily be tracked and people,
We're having
a scary time.
You said if Republicans get back Congress and the presidency, their Senate will can the filibuster in a second to ban abortion nationwide. So unless Joe Manchin is willing to do that to save abortion rights, he can eat a big bowl of shut the up. Yes. Get in Joe Manchin's face. Isn't that grounds to change the filibuster, that two Supreme Court justices lied to your face?
Yeah, and that's the thing is he said that they lied to him, that he'd so okay, do another carve out on the filibuster, right, and let's get this passed, or freaking campaign directly on that, Democrats, say give us two more, give us a couple more senators, and that so that we can overturn the filibuster, which you know earlier I think Travis said something about it being signed by the president. The president doesn't have to sign anything. It's a rule of the Senate. If they want to change,
I think he was talking
about
something else.
People on Twitter were saying, "Oh, Biden can change the filibuster." And Biden, it's no, Biden can't do that. That's right. The Senate.
No,
he was talking. No, yeah. Travis was talking about something else.
But if they pass something through that Biden can, like whether it's expanding the Supreme Court or something, put it on his desk and see if he signs it.
Right. Oh, then I agree with you. He'd sign it.
He'd expand the course what people were jumping on him for too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I just want to cut because I thought you had such great stuff on Twitter, Rude. You said just all the elements. You said one of the most pathetic aspects of Alito's bull opinion is the high and mighty tone, as if he is rationally settling this for everyone when really the majority just threw the country into chaos. And it is absolutely minority rule. And you're right. Someone was saying, Rude, it just had a tone of anger and vengeance almost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is such a pissy decision. I mean, you know, it outdouches Scalia in the tone that it takes, that saying how egregiously wrong it was and how wrong it was from the start and how wrong Casey was. And you just want to sit there and go, you know, MF-er, there were five Republican appointed justices in the 7-2 majority for Roe. All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess, you know, Nixon and Eisenhower no longer have any status in their ability in the Republican Party. Well, no, Nixon, hopefully not.
Yeah. Yeah. For other reasons. But yeah, you made some great points in the piece you wrote. You said, by the way, 93% of all abortions are in the first trimester. Yes, it's a clump of cells for most of that and still completely non-viable towards the end of 12 weeks. You just said if a state thinks you should stay pregnant, bitch, you're staying pregnant. That fetus controls you. You only exist to protect the rights of the fetus. Your rights don't matter if you have a fetus. And also, I thought your most prescient point was Alito in every hole he has and a few that don't exist yet. I feel like that was the kind of primal rage I needed. It was just that line right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I also called him a ratsy. So. And,
yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You also, this was scary, and you are correct. You said if you don't get that Christian extremists have tasted blood and it will now go on a feeding frenzy, then you shouldn't be in politics or punditry. I mean, Thomas said it. Coming for all of it. You know, gays. Yeah. I mean, right.
Yeah, and that's another thing that people kept saying about, you know, oh, well, once Roe is overturned, you know, what'll they have to campaign on? And it's like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
The next campaign is punish any woman that tries to get an abortion that is in a state that has outlawed abortion or anybody who assists them. And then go after the national abortion ban. And by the way, you know, we're going to go for all these other decisions that we never liked.
Yeah.
And the only way to justify that is to say that it is your Christian extremist beliefs that are leading you to that, because there is nothing secular that says any of this is a problem.
You tweeted the road to Gilead is paved with women's corpses. I'll never forget when Travis suggested that I watch Handmaid's Tale, and I was like, for fun, for entertainment,
I told you
for a break from the news.
It was educational and a survival guide.
Yes. Not my bag.
Yeah. I mean, I only watched the first season, and then I was like, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
And also, you just said Susan Collins forever. So I think that was also an important point to be made. But for racist douche nozzles, I think John Cornyn would have to take the cake.
Yeah.
He tweeted at President Obama, now do Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown versus Board of Education. And you said this is a dumb argument, you savage. Brown restored rights. Dobbs took them away, unless you're one of those backwards-ass cruel who thinks a fetus has more rights than a woman. And let's be fair, you are. I guess, there's just no dog whistle anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the first time that a right has been rescinded by the Supreme Court. I mean, and that alone should give you pause. You know, I was talking to a lawyer friend of mine yesterday who said, let's make this, let's go bigger than just the right to privacy and the use of the 14th Amendment to give you a right to privacy. He said, they have said precedent doesn't matter. And if precedent doesn't matter, then everything is up for grabs with this Supreme Court. And he said, you get rid of precedent, you get rid of the law.
Right. And not that they care, but the mind-numbing hypocrisy of ruling that the states cannot decide anything about protecting people from guns. But right. Oh, but the abortion, let's send that back to the states. I mean, they don't even care anymore. How head twisting their hypocrisy is.
No, they it doesn't matter one bit. You could point out that hypocrisy to them all day long, and they would look at you as if, why is that even an argument for you?
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't figure into it. What they would say is, yes, guns are in the Constitution.
Right.
And abortion is not in the Constitution. Ergo, there is no, reason to have this.
Yeah.
That there's no reason that there should be a national right to abortion. We've got the EPA decision coming today.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Oh,
when they say that the EPA can't regulate greenhouse gases, that states need to do it.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, boy. You are a man of the world, as we know. You really belong to the world, Rude. But you often travel overseas, and when you just talk about reaction over... I mean, Seth tweeted, Ireland is 87% Catholic. In 2018, 66% of Ireland voted to make abortion legal. The rest of the world is moving forward. The United States is falling back.
Mexico! Mexico just broadly legalized abortion.
Right.
You know? Right. It's
I'm a silver lining girl. Andrew tweeted, this is why we cried in 2016, this moment, right now. It's going to get so much worse before it gets better. The only silver lining is that Republicans just officially opened the door for Democrats to sweep the midterms. Let's make it happen. Amy Siskin said, gay marriage Obergefell will be next to fall. It is time to wake up, get involved in saving our country. It starts with voting in November. I have two friends this weekend, and actually Chris was talking about a friend. People, of course, that don't pay attention to politics, I don't do politics, are literally texting people like us going, what's going on? Gay people are going to lose the right to marry? What? Oh my God, Roe, what happened? And I'm like, wake the up, go vote. These are people like, what do I always say? If you don't do politics, politics is going to do you. So yeah. That's the main job, isn't it? To wake up the half the country that doesn't vote, that didn't vote. And now they're like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah. And you know, people like Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are really getting out there and leading on this, saying, yeah. Here's what you need to do. It's not, you can't just say, go vote. It's right. Got to be, if you vote, we will do this.
Right.
We promise you, we will restore your abortion rights. And you know, start putting some things up there. Do some put up or shut up things. Do a national bill to say that there should be exceptions for rape and incest. Do right. That bill, Democrats.
Right.
Put that up for a vote. Make Republicans vote on that.
Yeah.
And then get them on the record and then campaign when they vote against
it. Yeah, it's hard to find a most chilling aspect, but the, you know, National Association of Pediatricians just like saying basically, really? We're going to force children to have children. We're going to force teenagers to have children when they've been raped. I mean, it's just
my home state's Louisiana, and Louisiana was immediate. As soon as the decision was in, abortion was banned. They also don't allow exceptions for rape and incest, and they banned drug-induced abortions.
Yeah.
Which, as you said earlier, is over half the number of abortions are drug-induced. So they are now trying to prevent, and I don't know if they can do that. That's going to be the next thing is, can you prevent somebody from getting pills shipped to them?
Well, you know, we're going to have, you know, some of our legal lads and ladies on this week, but you're right. That's the, Joyce Vance was saying, that's the next front now, you know? So we got to just keep fighting on every front. It's all we can do. What is that?
Sorry.
What's going on? What's happening?
That's my messenger video. So sorry, I'm going to try to shut it off. So
I always thought you were part machine. I am part robot.
It's someone sending a porn.
I am. I'm very popular.
All right. Love you, Rudeness. Great stuff this week. We link to all his stuff.